Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me right now is Jim Vivian, Executive Director of the Keweenaw Community Foundation. Jim, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. Thank you for bringing me on today.
This, of course, is an exciting time of year for the foundation because you have your big fundraiser coming up. We're going to be talking about that in depth. First of all, I wanted to just kind of lay some groundwork for our listeners who may drive down Quincy Street there in Hancock and pass by the community Keweenaw Community Foundation there and always wonder what's going on in that building.
There's a lot going on in that building. This year we've had over 226 donors supporting various funds by contributing over $300,000 to close to 70 different funds we have at the foundation. We've gifted, I don't know how many gifts we've given out this year, how many grants, several hundred, to almost a quarter of $1 million.
So the foundation manages these funds that then are dispersed to other organizations? How does that work?
The Keweenaw Community Foundation has over $7 million that it invests for different endowments for good and forever. Those monies are dispersed throughout the year depending on what the purpose of the fund is and what the donors' wishes are.
How are the funds created?
The funds are created through charitable gifts from various people in, around, and outside of our community. We have designated funds. We have scholarship endowments. We have donor advised funds, field of interest funds, special projects. And all of these funds are driven by the passion of our very helpful donors.
The generous spirit of the Copper Country is huge. People tend, they like to give here. They like to support things that go on in our community and great causes. If somebody, say they had a lot of money and they were looking to support something and they come to the Keweenaw Community Foundation, how does that work? They pick something that they would like to donate it to? Can they start their own from something from scratch if one doesn't exist? What kind of advice do you give them?
It all depends on the donor. Number one, there's a number of ways that donors can support our community. You can go to our website, QAnagives.org, and we have a lot of plan giving tools. There's different calculators that people can use to see what type of gifts would benefit them and the community. What kind of gifts would be anything from an outright cash bequest? It would be stocks from years gone by. It's could be a vehicle. It's whatever a donor would like to use to establish a fund to support our community. If you're interested in supporting our community through establishing an endowment, you can give us a call, and we can work with you on that. It all depends on what their passions are. And if they want to support an existing endowment, we have 70 different funds that they can choose from. So they there's field of interest that address history, recreation, youth activities. There's organizations or agencies like the Dial Help. There's UP Kids. There's scholarships that benefit students from various schools. There's a number of ways that donors can help support and build the future of our community.
If a donor is looking to support, say, a variety of different causes through the Keweenaw Community Foundation, are they able to donate, say, a large sum of money that then gets spread out, or do they pick where it goes?
There's both.
Both.
We have endowments. The Ruth Sablich is a good example. It's an endowment that was established by Mrs. Sablich years ago, and it's supporting eight different organizations in our community that they benefit from that endowment every year from now until eternity.
Who makes a good donor?
Who makes a good donor? A good donor is somebody that's passionate about our community. There's a lot of different reasons people give. Some give back to their community. Some are very passionate about an organization that has helped them in years past and now are able to support them. Who makes good donors? Everybody in our community.
So not just those with a whole lot of extra money, but those that want to do a little bit. You don't need to have large donations at one time in order to be able to help.
Every bit helps. We have donations that come in every year for $25. Some of those have grown over the years as people have been able to support more, have been able to contribute more. There's others that have left bequests in their wills. We have a wills planner online that we implemented a little over a year ago when we found out that less than 70% of our population have wills or do not have wills. So online we have a wills planner that you can go to today, sign up. It's secure, password protected, that only you would have access to, and it runs through how to put a will together. And at the end of it, you'll have a PDF you can print out, share with your attorney, and make it a legal document. You can also give access to an advisor if you want. It has a lot of benefits. It has tutorials on what the different aspects of the will are. It has videos to explain it. It's a real powerful tool that's available for everybody in our community.
Has your website gone through a bit of a transformation lately?
It's gone through, it's a new website.
Oh.
We have a web page that talks about all of our fund partners, all of our funds, all of our endowments. It explains what these funds are for, what they support, as well as how to set up an endowment. So there's that aspect of it. And there's also the planned giving section, which provides visitors and potential donors with all the information tools they need for planned giving. The wills planner, various calculators, and other tools that help aid in financial decisions around planned giving.
I imagine one of the questions that anybody has when they come in, they talk about, you know, is their giving tax deductible? You know, how can they use that when it comes at the end of the year? Is it any sort of donation, or does it have to be to certain endowments for that to apply?
Any donation. As far as the tax deductible contribution portion of it, you really need to talk with your advisors, your accountants, your legal advisors, because it varies with the type of gift, what bracket you're in, what tax bracket you're in. So there's no one fast rule for everybody. It just depends on the individual.
Yeah, and the tax law continue to change, and probably will continue to change quite a bit in the years coming up. You've mentioned, doing the job that I do, I get a lot of information that comes from the Keweenaw Community Foundation. It talks about different grants and gifts that were given out. Some of them, can be, fairly sizable, and they come from long-standing endowments give these gifts every single year. Can you talk about some of those ones that, people will be, very familiar with, or maybe they're ones that you would like people to know about, the different endowments that are making a difference in our community?
There's so many to choose from. Some of our oldest endowments are the Portage Health Endowment and the Kellogg Youth Endowment. both of those have been with the foundation from pretty much inception, and they've been supporting so many different groups and organizations. This past year, with the Herman Winks gun lock, we put requests for proposals out for a $30,000 grant with $5,000 per proposal. And of all of the proposals that were submitted, they were all great proposals. And it was decided by the Gunlock family to support all of them. So there was the Omega House, the Houghton Middle School, Trap Rock 4-H, Kiwanis Family Resource Center, was it the Michigan Tech Parade of Nations, the Superior School of Gymnastics, Western Upper Peninsula Healthcare Access Coalition, the Copper Country Humane Society, Canterbury House, Kiwanis Trails in Southern Kiwanis Trails in Ontonagon County, Carnegie Museum, the Houghton Skate Park, Swede Town Trails, Little Brothers, Dial Help. All of those organizations and more sent in proposals that all benefit the people of our community, and they were all funded. There were some that were even given more money than they asked for. So it's that's one fund that's been with the foundation for years, and it's been a huge, huge impact on our community. So that's our biggest endowment at the foundation. Some of our newest funds, Don't Do It Yourself, and Simple Kindness for Youth. Those have been organizations that have been doing a fabulous job in helping the people that need help in our community. So there's those are just a handful of the endowments of the funds that help our communities.
Yeah, Don't Do It Yourself is the fund that helps victims of fire and crime in the local area, and then the Simple Kindness for Youth, with it, which is a great, you know, great organization doing little things for student age kids that just need that little extra boost, and we've seen those groups being active in our community lately as well. One question that I'm sure people would have too is, there's a lot of great national organizations or even world organizations that people donate to and support, and but you may not always be able to see the results of those donations firsthand because not much of that money may get spent in our local area. With the money bits donated to the Keweenaw Community Foundation, different endowments, people see that they see the results here.
That's true. The there's needs all around the globe, and there's also needs in our community. There's actually children that are homeless. I was surprised to find that out. There's hunger issues. There's issues that I don't know where do you start.
Right.
We have educational needs. We have we need assistance with feeding our youth, feeding our elderly. One of the biggest issues that's plaguing the Upper Peninsula is the cost of our electricity. It's the highest rates in the continental United States, and it may even be the highest. And it's an issue that we don't have an answer for, but we are looking to find out what we can do to help. So we submitted a proposal to bring alternative energy in here. It was $100 million plus proposal we submitted to the MacArthur Foundation, and we recently found out that we didn't make the short list, but what it did do was bring awareness to organizations that had no idea. Some of those organizations have contacted us and have engaged us in other options or other funding methods, and there's planning sessions that we've been invited to this, well, March and then in May. So there's a lot of needs in our community, and where can we go with it? It's we help those that need the help.
Talking right now with Jim Vivian. He's the executive director for the Keweenaw Community Foundation. Jim, coming up on March 15th, you have your, I would mention this is your biggest single fundraiser of the year.
Yes, it is. March 15th, we have the Keweenaw Gold Gala. This year's theme is Blueprints for Our Community's Future. What we're doing is basically recognizing individuals that have had a major contribution to our community this past year, and also pay tribute to those from past years. This year, the event will be held at the Bonfire, March 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll have Clay Hillman from KC Bonkers providing atmospheric piano music, and we're asking people to join us to inspire giving that invests in our community's future.
What is how do they get a ticket?
You can get tickets by contacting the Keweenaw Community Foundation at 482-9673, or you can email us at mail@k-c-f.org, or you can go to our website, QAnagives.org, and you can get tickets online also.
Is there a cutoff time that you would, you know, that you want them to have the tickets bought before?
We'd like the deadline is March 8th. So please get in touch with us by the 8th of March, and we'll put you on the list and have the tickets waiting for you at the door, or you can pick them up at the office.
So you got a great meal planned for the evening, and have some wonderful music being played while you enjoy your meal. What else goes on at this gala?
Well, we have awards for individuals that have had a positive and impactful contribution to our community. We also have tiles available for individuals to purchase. These tiles come from various mines throughout Keweenaw, Houghton, and Otonagon County. These tiles are actually made from poor rock that comes from various rock piles throughout the Keweenaw. We take those and slice them and polish them, and we have these tiles throughout the venue that people can purchase. Half of the proceeds of those go to an endowment of their choice, and the other half goes to the Keweenaw Community Foundation. I think last year we helped support 30 different organizations from just those tiles themselves.
How much money did you raise?
Last year's event as a whole was close to $25,000 to $30,000.
That's amazing. That's amazing for a single event. And this would be the third year you've done the tiles, correct?
This will be the third year. Yeah. And it's the tiles are beautiful. There's first year's tiles were glomeroporphyritic.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to put you on a spot on that. If it comes to you, let me know. But you have a connection with, you know, with the tiles. There's some history there that goes back in your family when we were talking last year. Does that apply for this year as well?
That's a good memory, yes. So my family got off the boat in Eagle Harbor in the 1850s. One of my family, one of my ancestors, Johnson Vivian, got off the boat in Eagle Harbor and was appointed the mine captain for Copper Falls Mine. Then he went to the Clark Mine up in Copper Harbor, then the Phoenix Mine in Phoenix, and then the Menard. And he worked in over 15 mines in his career. And not only was he a successful miner, he was also a successful businessman and very philanthropic with his time and energies also. He helped utilities. He helped establish towns, post offices, banks. So what we're what the tiles represent are the past philanthropic endeavors of our predecessors, but also when you look around the room of the Kiwanis Gold Gala, the individuals in that room have the same type of impact. And when you actually look back on what you've been involved in over the years, it's amazing how much time people put towards helping their communities. So it represents what's been done in the past and also what's going on today.
I believe that story just adds so much more value to a piece of polished rock, you know, because it tells you what it represents, and that you are holding a bit of history in your hand, and it's nicely, what you do with the rock, you know, to make it look like the nice polished tile, which becomes more of a keepsake, is pretty incredible too. And you do all of that by yourself by hand.
The first year I did it all myself. The second year, I have a company called Kiwanis Rocks that helps me out. And again, Kiwanis Rocks is still helping me out. So we go out in the field and collect the rocks and slice them in a diamond-bladed saw and polish them with a specialized epoxy for these type of tiles.
I know they're pretty incredible.
Well, thank you.
So after the gala, and looking ahead down the way a little bit to the future, what are some plans that you have for the foundation, or some goals that you'd like to try to reach?
We're going to be building our donor base. One thing that we're doing right now is bringing our accounting and customer relations in-house. In past years, we've been working with an organization to help manage that with us. And we're to the point where we're going to bring that in-house and improve our relations with our community and our donors.
If you had a chance to, you are talking to donors right now that are listening to this, what would you like to say to them?
I'd like to thank them for their support. There's so many asks out there, and you just can't thank them enough. There's I thank them for their time. I thank them for their energy. I just can't thank them enough. There's tools out there that we've made available to them on our website with plan giving and wills planning, and also the organizations that they've helped support. So there's a lot of information out there that they can use to share with their friends, their family, and that's what we need. We need to build our donor base to help our community and the future of our community.
Any obligation if you go to the gala that you have to continue to donate or anything like that, or can you just go and have yourself a good time at the gala?
I've come and have a great time. We're going to have a fabulous meal. We're going to have Clay Hellman from KC Bonkers, again, providing atmospheric piano music. I don't know if you know Clay.
I know Clay very well. Yep.
I just love his music. He just does a fabulous job. And we'll have a beautiful venue overlooking Portage Canal. So please come and join us, and share the benefits of what we've been doing with the community.
And excellent food there at the Bonfire Steakhouse and Grill, too. If you haven't been there since it's gone through its change, become the Bonfire, you got to try it out. It's really, really good. One last time then before we go, if people want to be able to get tickets to that, how do they do that?
People can get tickets to the Kiwanis Gold Annual Gala. Blueprints for Our Community's Future is this year's theme. You can contact us at the Kiwanis Community Foundation office at 482-9673. You can come to the office at 236 Quincy Street in Hancock, or you can go online at on our website, kunagives.org, and get tickets online.
Jim, I want to thank you again for coming in on the program. It's always great to talk about the Keweenaw Community Foundation and just to sit back and talk to you.
Well, thank you very much, Rick.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.